Assalamu alaikum, welcome to Ramadan Nutrition Kitchen. Today we're going to be talking about what to eat for Suhoor. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Wake up for Sehri, even if it's for a glass of water, as blessings are on those who wake up for Suhoor." So it's very important, it's a mustahab act, and it's also a time we want to engage in worship. So what we're going to be looking at is what to eat. Now what we should be eating and concentrating on for Suhoor is strengthening and energy-giving food, so it can last you the whole day the next day. And what you want to avoid is very spicy, fatty, and sour foods, because these sort of foods will make you more thirsty the next day. So when we're looking at Suhoor, we should be really ideally eating our main meal. Now I know most people are used to having tea and toast or cereal, but this isn't going to help you for the next day. What you need to be eating is protein, so meat, chicken, fish with vegetables, sort of like your main meal. It can be difficult in the beginning to eat this, but after you get used to it, you'll reap the benefits the next day in your fast. What we should also be having is obviously dates, and black tea is very, very beneficial. Black tea actually cuts the fats from the oils after a rich meal. It aids digestion. So this is what you should be having after the meal. If you can't have black tea and you need a little bit of milk, it's not a problem, but don't have too much milk-based foods, as this milk draws water from your body and you'll be very thirsty the next day. Also, if you want something sweet at Suhoor, it's not a problem. You can have sweet foods. Make sure it doesn't have too much sugar, because obviously, again, too much sugar is going to make you thirsty. It's also very fattening. So try and have desserts which are fruit-based. So an apple cake, a fruit pudding, a date crumble, things like that. You want to focus on eating things like that. Okay, so today what I'm going to be making is a saffron salmon cooked on a bed of herbs. I really don't think we eat enough herbs in our diet, and for Maha Ramadan it's really great if we incorporate all sorts of herbs. Herbs are full of vitamins and minerals. I've got parsley, sage, lemongrass, basil, and you're getting your vitamin A, your vitamin K, you're getting iron. And also I'm using the stalks as well, because some of the minerals and vitamins are retained in the stalks. It aids digestion. It'll also help you digest the protein. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to just place it on the foil. This is a really easy recipe and it's very quick. And however many herbs you want. I've got rosemary in there as well. And all this is very beneficial for your health. It's very detoxing the blood as well. And obviously, Maha Ramadan is about detox, so this is just aiding that. So put all that in. Okay, and I'm using salmon today. And what I'm going to do is take a fillet of salmon and just place it on top. Alright, and salmon obviously high in omega-3, good source of vitamin D. And we're just going to score it a little bit, just with a knife gently, to infuse all the flavours into the fish. Okay, so while we're doing that, what I've done here is I've taken some citrus slices. I've got orange for colour, lime and lemon, thickly sliced. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to fry that in a bit of olive oil to caramelise them. Okay, so while your citrus slices are caramelizing in the olive oil, I'm going to take the fish, and the first thing I'm going to do is I've taken about a couple of strands of saffron in a bit of olive oil. I'm just going to take that. Now, saffron's got so many medicinal properties, particularly for menstrual problems and depression. But what we're going to do is we're going to put it onto our fish. It's used a lot in Persian cooking. Just brush that up there. Okay, and then what we're going to do is we're going to take some sea salt, sprinkle that on, and freshly ground pepper. Okay, so just put that on, obviously according to taste. And what we're going to do while we're waiting for the slices to caramelize is just put some garlic cloves around. Really depends on you how much garlic you want to use. I like mine quite garlicky. Put that over there. And I'm also going to use some star anise. Star anise is used a lot in Persian cooking as well. And it's antifungal, aids digestion, and it's good for asthma sufferers. But it'll also add a bit of a taste to the salmon. So I'm going to put a few sprigs on that. Okay. And then we're going to wait for the caramelized slices and go from there. Okay, so now what we've done, we've caramelized the citrus slices. And as you can see, they're golden brown and they smell divine. And what we're going to do is we're going to take that and just tuck it around the fish. I'm just going to take it around. and that's going to infuse into the, and it's going to let out a lot of juices. All right. And then what we're going to do is we're going to just wrap this around like a tent. Suck it up. Scrunch it. Make sure it's scrunched well. We don't want any air getting into it. And all those herbs and everything is all going to mix in. It should look like a little tent. We've got a cute little package pasta there. And then tuck it all up. And then all you need to do is place that into a bowl, an oven-proof bowl. Put that in. Put it in the oven, cook it for 35 minutes, and voila, your meal's done. And you can serve it with some vegetables or a few potatoes. Okay, so once the salmon is taken out from the oven, it's all nicely cooked for about half an hour. We're going to open the salmon up. And it's been infused with all those flavours. And if I just get a spoon. And we can just move the, what we'll do is, what normally you would do is drain out all the juices. And you can see there, that looks divine. It smells amazing. And you can smell the star anise, and it's all infused into the salmon. And that's your finished product. Obviously you will drain the juices, because all the herbs have been infused in the juices into the salmon, so it doesn't need to be served with the fish. So there you have it, your saffron salmon.
For more information on ways you can make the most of your Ramadan this year, visit us at www.ramadanforyou.com.